Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in the past few days, the letter to the Hebrews has been encouraging us with all these Old Testament heroes of faith. From Abel to Enoch and Noah, to Abraham and Sarah, to Rahab, and then today. We have Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. He's trying to say that all these people, through faith, conquered kingdoms, and all of these heroes culminate in Jesus Christ, the leader and perfecter of faith. So what's with all these long lists of examples? I guess the image the author gives us is that since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes on Jesus. Now, I've been talking a little bit about athletics quite a bit recently, but the image continues here, and he's trying to say that the Christian life is like an athletic contest or a kind of endurance race. But in that race, we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, as if we're in a stadium and those who have gone before us in faith are cheering us on. Now, in the ancient world, athletic competition was a big thing, for they had the Olympic Games and also the famous Isthmian Games in Corinth, which is probably why St. Paul loved using the image of running the race in his letter to the Corinthians. Now, this is what we call the communion of saints in the church, both in heaven and on earth. We have the church militant, which is us striving for heaven. Then we have the church suffering, which are those who are being purified for heaven, i.e. purgatory. And then the church triumphant, those who have reached the beatific vision of God. So, let us keep running the race of faith, knowing that there is a host of angels and saints cheering us on and interceding for us from the grandstands of heaven. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honour you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.